St. Hilary, Bishop, Confessor, and Doctor of the Church, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Children, our great celebration of Epiphany, which is the greatest feast day of the Christmas season, has come to an end. But remember now that our Christmas lasts 40 days, just as long as our Lent will last. So much for rejoicing, and then later on for penance and for offering up. So we're still thinking in terms of the star and of the wise men and of our Lord, who is the light of the world. Today, for example, we have the feast day of a saint who was a great teacher of the Catholic faith, who saw the star of the faith himself, got converted when he was already fairly old, middle age, about 35, St. Hilary, and then he became a bishop and a great teacher of the faith to others. And then today is the feast day, too, of an interesting missionary saint. His name is Blessed Odoric of Perdone, and he traveled a bit like Marco Polo, as a Franciscan friar and missionary, all over the world he went from. And this was in the Middle Ages when hardly anybody knew anything about the rest of the world. But he went from Italy all the way to the Persian Gulf, and then he went to India, and he went to Indonesia, and then he went to China, and the Franciscans had a church in China, and he assisted there for a while until he came back. He was a true wise man, a true missionary to spread our Catholic faith. But what I thought I would tell you about today, children, for St. Hilary, and by the way, Hilary means happy or joyful, and it's one of those names we have in English. There are a number of them. It's a name we have in English which could go either for a boy or for a girl. Today they tend rather to use it for girls, but back then it was used just for boys. It's a bit like Pat. That would be another name too. And sometimes Tracy, that's another name. That's of course not a saint's name, but there are some names that you have to sort of, you're not quite sure if that's a little boy or a little girl. But Hilary was a little boy born into a great, wealthy, pagan family that was in the service of the government of the Roman Empire. Just at the end of the Roman Empire, he was born in France, and he was raised a pagan. And he studied and he learned not only Latin, which was pretty much coming to be the language of the Roman Empire, but the old language of the empire, which was Greek. And he became very, very well-versed in both languages, which served him very well for later on teaching and writing about our holy Catholic faith. He was one of those people, and I just heard about someone like this last week. Did you ever hear the phrase? He read himself into the church, or he read himself into the faith. So today, for example, somebody, I was reading about somebody who was about 14, and he's very smart, and he's homeschooling, and he's almost finished with his high school at the age of 14. Well, he just got on the internet, and he realized that the Novus Ordo couldn't be the real religion, and so he read himself into the true traditional Catholic faith just by his study on his own. That's a wonderful thing, and that's happened down throughout the centuries. But you know what? You couldn't read yourself into the faith unless you could read. You couldn't read yourself into the faith unless you know English and spelling, and you couldn't help others to spread the faith unless you have handwriting and unless you have writing. And then, of course, if you're going to be doing anything with a Catholic church, you'd have to know a little bit about Latin. Those are all names of courses that you study at different times during your education, aren't they? St. Hilary, then, is an excellent patron saint, and that's how the English take him, as a patron saint for the new school year, or more accurately, the new semester that began yesterday. In England, it's known as Hilary term, after the saint on whose feast day it began, because yesterday, the octave day of Epiphany, is really the day on which St. Hilary died and went to heaven. So for centuries, the English have named the spring semester after a saint. That's a wonderful idea, isn't it, to have a saint to guide us for almost everything, whether it be our baptismal name, or whether it be a particular need or intention, or in this case, our new semester that will take us all the way through and the 40 days of the end of the 40 days of Christmas, and then the 40 days of Lent, and then pretty soon it will be time for Easter and for Pentecost and Confirmation and Corpus Christi. But we want St. Hilary to intercede for us so that we read, and read well, sometimes there are children who never really learn to read. And as a result of that, they don't enjoy reading. And then as soon as they don't have to read, they're very happy not to read anymore. How sad that would be. It would be like saying, well, I don't need two eyes. I could just have one. And then we'd go around with a patch over one eye as though we were pirates or something. But no, God gave us two eyes. God means for us not only to see but with our eyes, but also to be able to read and to be able to think. And in the light of our faith, to reason, to think things through, children. These are all of the tools that you receive when you study, which is why you really need to pay attention to, right from the very beginning, phonics and reading and writing and spelling. And I guess we should put in arithmetic, too, because it seems like an appropriate thing to mention as well. All of your studies, put them this year, put them this Hilary term, under the patron saint of this great teacher and doctor of the church, who at the age of 35 had read himself into the faith. He got a hold of a book. Back then, remember, books were very rare. And one of the books that he read was the first five books of the Bible, we would say Bible history or the Old Testament, called the Pentateuch. That's called the five books of Moses. And then the other book that he read was St. John's Gospel. And he read those, especially in Greek, because he knew Greek, as I say, very well. And he started to think over that. And he thought to himself, all of those different pagan gods that the pagans have, that doesn't make any sense. There could only be one God. And our life, if our life is not given to us to set us on the road that leads to God, then it's not going to do us any good, is it? Is your life on the road that leads to God? I'm sure that it is, and you want it to be. But remember, if we're on the road and we're traveling, we need to use all of the means necessary. Because when you travel, you have to have a good pair of shoes. And when you travel, you have to be able to be dressed warmly enough against the winter. And you'll need to be able to rest and sleep and get good directions and food and all of the rest. Missionaries like Blessed Oderic or great travel saints like the three kings of old, they had to have all of those things and more. So you have them by means of what you study and learn. And I'm thinking particularly of reading because it tends to be a neglected subject. Do you enjoy reading? Would you read on your own if you didn't have to? I hope so. I hope reading, especially reading good books and reading the lives of the saints, and then later on when you're older, some of the great classics in the English language will always be a love of yours, because that way you'll have the equipment that you need to be able to read yourself out of a problem or into a solution your whole life long. That's how St. Hilary became so great a saint, a teacher, a doctor of the faith. He defended our Lord's divinity against the Arian heretics. And all of that he could do because as a boy, he learned to love to read. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.